Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 29, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Stratified treatment of myocardial infarction with non-obstructive coronary arteries. The PROMISE trial. The PROMISE trial is a multi-center randomized study designed to evaluate the optimal management strategy for myocardial infarction with non-obstructive coronary arteries, or MINOCA. This condition is associated with significant mortality, rehospitalization, and angina burden, yet no prior randomized clinical trials had assessed its treatment. The trial's objective is to determine if a stratified treatment approach improves clinical outcomes for MINOCA patients compared to standard care. This research establishes a crucial framework to guide future clinical practice for this high-risk patient population. Article number 2. Adaptation of right ventricular function following tricuspid transcatheter edge-to-edge repair. This study characterized changes in right ventricular ejection fraction, or RVEF, following tricuspid transcatheter edge-to-edge repair, or TTEER. Patients with significant tricuspid regurgitation underwent TTEER and cardiac magnetic resonance, or CMR imaging, with follow-up CMR performed within 1 to 3 months. The research aimed to clarify the impact of TTEER on right ventricular remodeling and its prognostic implications. By classifying patients based on post-procedural RV data, this work provides a clearer understanding of right ventricular adaptation after TTEER, which is vital for assessing patient outcomes. Article number 3. Improved survival with automated external defibrillator-only training in a public access defibrillation program, a 23-year database analysis of Progetto Vita. This 23-year database analysis of the Progetto Vita, or PV program, in Piacenza, demonstrates improved survival for out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, or OHCA, using automated external defibrillator, or AED, only training. The PV project pioneered the first community-based AED program in Europe, and this extensive analysis provides critical survival data. The study highlights that early defibrillation is crucial for managing fatal arrhythmias, and AED use effectively minimizes time to defibrillation. This finding underscores the significant public health benefit of simplified AED-only training in public access defibrillation programs for enhancing OHCA survival. Article number 4, a multi-omics approach to defining target organ injury in youths with primary hypertension, the SHIP Ahoy cohort. This study utilized a multi-omics approach within the SHIPAHOY cohort to define early cardiovascular target organ injury in youths with primary hypertension. It included 132 individuals with a mean age of 15.8 years who were stratified by blood pressure and left ventricular mass index, or LVMI. The research provides a unique opportunity to explore early cardiovascular damage in an age group largely free of confounding adult comorbidities. This approach is crucial for identifying early biomarkers and intervention points to prevent the progression of hypertension into adult cardiovascular disease. Article number 5. GATA2 mediates macrophage proliferation during atherosclerosis. This research identified that GATA2 mediates macrophage proliferation during atherosclerosis, clarifying a key mechanism behind lesion development. The study employed transcriptomic and histological analysis of human samples to investigate the signals and transcriptional events driving macrophage growth. It found that while monocytes are recruited to lesions, local macrophage proliferation is the primary driver of macrophage accumulation within the vascular intima. This discovery provides a significant therapeutic advance, pinpointing GATA2 as a potential novel target for interventions aimed at halting or regressing atherosclerosis progression. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.